Landon and I will be on tomorrow doing a little Memorial Day broadcasting. We will be handling 3 to 7 duties, so we will have plenty of star stuff to get to. Speaking of stars, I mentioned no DJ, no Ham today, but Ham has been sending us messages throughout the show, and he said that he has another one to send us. They all have been directed at you for some reason.
Yeah.
But we have another one here that he said is stars related, I guess.
All right.
Let's hear what Ham had to say.
Great.
Hey, Lando. It's me, Ham. Sorry I couldn't be there today.
Mm-hmm.
DJ and I are in Edmonton to cheer on our Oilers.
Oh.
Nothing makes me moist like a Connor McDavid triple deke. The stars. Oh, kiss me, Lando.
Ooh. That one took a turn.
Kind of went off the rails there at the end.
Was Ham drinking?
He may have been a little slurry, slurry Ham there. I didn't realize they were Oilers fans.
I didn't either.
That's true feelings for you.
Yeah, we're going to have to address this at some point. Maybe another message.
He loves you and hates the stars, apparently.
Apparently.
He said,
and Connor
McDavid. Connor McDavid. Thank you, Ham. Well, yeah, let's do Ham Radio featuring Lando.
Ham! Well, thank you. I'm about to do a segment that's going to make a lot of people angry because I'm going to talk music.
Oh.
I've done this before where I make a list of songs that I would be perfectly fine never freaking hearing ever again. And I have a new list today of songs that I'm going to do a public service and eliminate from this world. I'm going to shoot them into the sun.
Is there anything from Gojira on here?
There's nothing from Gojira. I love that band. You know that.
All right.
I will say what's not on here. I only have one country song on here because all country sucks anyway. But this one I'm tired of hearing in the hallway. And the other one, I'm not going to put any songs from the most overrated, overplayed band of all time. I'm not going to tell you what band that is because they probably have, I don't know, guns. And
the Bird Dogs? You hate them, huh?
Well, I'm just saying their fans might have guns. And after I say what band is the most overplayed and overrated, they're not going to be giving me any roses. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to get slashed.
If you don't... Okay.
You know what I mean?
I gotcha.
I'm not going to say what band is the most overrated, overplayed band of all time.
No, I gotcha. Because at first I was going to say, if you're worried about these people liking guns, maybe don't attack the entirety
country
of country music. But now I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Okay, so I'm going to destroy these songs permanently. I'll start with this one. I heard this the other day. I never knew the name of it. And it's not that it's a bad song. You can go ahead and play it. I hate the way he sings this song. This is Budapest by George Ezra, which was a return cut earlier.
Miles in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest. Golden grand piano.
Wait for
my
it.
My beauty focus EOU. Ooh,
beautiful. Makes my skin crawl, man. Enunciate a little bit.
I like it.
The message of the lyrics is good, but I hate the way he sings this. So you know what, Tramell? I like the way Monty sings it. So you know what, Tramell? Let's go ahead and blow this song up.
I don't think Kubo.
That was not the sound effect.
Is that Tony Allen blowing him up? What is this?
It's gone.
Oh, no.
You don't have to worry about it anymore, ever.
I didn't realize you'd actually fashion some kind of catapult.
Apparently Tony Allen went into there.
Yeah, Tony Allen is the operator.
All right, that song's gone. Don't worry about it. This next one is really going to make some people angry because it is a classic rock hit. But it's no longer relevant because jukeboxes don't exist anymore. So let's go ahead and get this one started.
Ooh, Jukebox Hero, gone.
This is Jukebox Hero by Foreigner. We don't need this song anymore.
Oh, this is actually Jukebox Hero?
Yeah.
I just thought you were talking. Okay.
We don't need that anymore. I'm tired of hearing it. I don't think it's good classic rock.
You want a Spotify hero now? You want him to update the lyrics
yes,
a little bit?
Chase, that's what I need.
I thought this was like the Flash theme from Flash Gordon. If that's what it sounded like.
I have no idea.
That's done by Queen.
What?
You're talking about the theme song from Flash Gordon. The universe.
You know what? Let's go ahead and destroy this one.
So we hear the whole thing.
It's too late.
It in.
There it goes.
Tony's got his hand on the switch.
And it's gone.
Man.
I'm at Kevland13 on Twitter, by the way.
You're wanting people to attack you?
You might as well say it to my face. It's fine.
Online?
All right. This next one, I think, has been in the zeitgeist of social and public. It's been around too long.
You know we're getting serious when you have to say zeitgeist.
Yeah. It's a spirit of the age. This song, for whatever reason, is still used in movies and pop culture. It's in kids' movies. It's I Like Big Butts by Sir Mix-a-Lot. This song is 25 years old. Is it gonna play? Oh. Why is it still around? Why do we keep going back to this?
Because people have not given up their affinity for asses. Sorry.
It's only gotten better.
They're still pretty good, dude.
I don't understand.
I know you're a nipple guy, but some people like asses.
I'm a nape of the neck guy.
You like their personality. Some of us are a little more shallow.
But I'm not wrong here.
It does make me so horny.
It's always in pop culture, and I'm ready for us to evolve as a society.
No, I want this to be brought back in the zeitgeist.
I love Juicy Double.
You're going to have to chase it down from the sun.
Oh, no. I'll hop in with it.
It's gone.
You're very right on that, Lando.
Thank you.
Yeah, that song is...
All right, we got
I'm
two non-butt
that.
Lovers.
No, I like butts. I just hate that song.
Well, you're lying.
Okay. This one, again, is going to make some people very angry. I don't know why this song is popular. Even when it was first released, it wasn't popular. It took it over a year to get anywhere near the charts.
Here's Lando crapping on someone's art.
Reason, for whatever reason, this is considered classic rock. Take it away, EA.
This song is awesome.
This song is horrible.
I played it the other day and driving around in the back roads.
The back roads? What are you...
Backroads of Dallas?
Are you going to your crick?
This song sucks, you're right.
Summer of 69, Bryan Adams. Bryan Adams did not write a hit, as I said. It took over a year for it to make any dent in the charts. And then after he got famous, Bryan Adams was like, yeah, it's about sex. No, it's not, dude.
He was doing this, he was 69 and all summer.
That's what he said the song was, but that is not what the song
that's
is
great.
About.
From like basically the middle of May,
I never want to hear this song the rest of my life. Go ahead and send it into space.
So there's no better time to 69 than when it's 103 degrees outside.
Actually, I'm going to bring it back for summer chill.
A sweaty inner thigh.
All right.
Yeah, see if some V1 will 69 you on stage.
All right.
Oh, they're actually going for it.
I might have to skip a couple for time purposes, but now this is the song that I hear in the hallways up here at the station every freaking day. Sometimes multiple times a day. We have two country stations and they both play it.
I'm so sorry, Hawkeye and Mitch Rod, for what he's about to do.
This is one of the most popular songs of the past year and a half. Go ahead and play it.
NASCAR?
We've all heard this.
Okay.
I'm tired of hearing it.
I know where this. I know what this stems from.
I think they play this song probably three or four times an hour. I hear it every time in the hallway. Every single time.
I'd rather not listen to anything for the rest of my life than hear this one more time. I hate this song so much.
This is a bar song by Shibuzi.
Lando just wants to keep country music pure. That's what he's always saying.
Well, Dylan, you said you never want to hear it again.
I hate this song.
Well, guess what? I have good news for you.
Darius Rucker.
Get rid of it. Beyonce.
Charlie Pride.
I do hate Darius Rucker, too. Charlie Pride's great, though.
You hate Hootie? How dare you?
I hate his cover of Wagon Wheel, because I love that song, and his cover is atrocious. Hootie and the Blowfish is fine.
I didn't know that it was a cover.
Yeah. Oh, Cro-Medicine Show did it originally. Much better version.
Okay. Let's do two more real quickly. We'll skip this next one and go to the one after it, EA. This song is incredibly popular when it came out. I hate the name of the band. I hate the music video. I hate every single thing about We Are Young by Fun. It's such an annoying song.
But if Cannibal Corpse had done this, you would love it.
Cannibal Corpse would...
Like if he's doing his hair to the song...
Okay, what if Cannibal Corpse covered this song and did it as Cannibal Corpse would be... I hate this guy's voice. I hate the concept of tonight's the night. Let's do it tonight.
It's an anthem.
I hate it.
Living
dumb.
Your best life.
This is my birthday anthem 1 year.
Yeah, there you go.
So what I'm getting is all the songs that I hate, EA loves.
And Dylan agrees with you. He also hates.
Every song I've agreed with you.
All right, thank you. I'm not getting any support from you over there either.
What do you mean?
You're not being very
supportive. I'm singing along.
I know. That's the problem.
He's not wrong tonight.
It's such a young person way of looking at life.
And I've there's,
guess what? After tonight, there will be tomorrow. I hate this.
Not for everyone.
Hate this song. You know what, EA? Blow it up. Okay. It's gone. We don't ever have to worry about it again. And this one, I think we can agree on this one. Go ahead and play it.
Bet we won't.
I bet we will. We can get rid of this, right?
You don't even want to. It's a kid's song.
Don't care.
For children.
It's an earworm.
Maybe if you would actually have a child instead of blasting on your wallpaper, we'd actually get a not like this one day.
Which way you were going to say
he's going to teach his kids like some random like gorilla song.
Gorilla song?
Was that
Gojira?
Oh, Gojira.
Gorilla. All right, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and blow this one up, too. Go ahead.
Not even kids are safe from this thing. Well, this little three-year-old holding on, you just blasted him into the sun.
No. All kids were safe. No one was harmed. All right, that's Lando Radio.
Shut down the sun catapult?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll activate Tony Allen's another gone time.
Now. Yeah, Tony Allen left. We may have to hear from him later on, though. Yep. Let's actually go ahead and do that coming up next. We'll hear from Tony Allen, the owner and operator of the Song Catapult, next on Sunday Brunch.